Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
We are seeing a little bit of weakness after the strength yesterday. Starting the overnight session was down a little bit. The day session's down a couple cents on the corn and beans, and then the wheat market's down about a nickel. So a little bit of a technical correction after breaking out above $5 on the corn yesterday.
And Jim, is the wheat market still going to play a factor here for the foreseeable stretch, as we've got several stories that, especially headline related, that are tied into the wheat market right now?
Well, I think the wheat and corn are going to be your leaders at the moment. The bean, you know, if we're going to move up, they will be the leaders. The bean market's going to struggle. Brazil's harvest is really ramping up speed. They're selling beans at a huge discount to us. We saw the shipments yesterday were horrible. So that window to move beans is out. So yeah, it's going to be the corn and the wheat. And the wheat market, it's going to be the interesting one. The funds are carrying this massive long position of the corn. They're still, I believe, short the wheat. The question is, will they slowly keep pushing out of that short wheat position like they did the corn and build a length into of a long position into the spring? Time will tell.
How much of what we're seeing with the corn market right now is still the follow-through from what we learned in the USDA report and those changes in South America for the corn numbers?
I think there's three things that are drawn. Some of it is definitely the hard revision down of the production. It changed that balance sheet dramatically. It changed that stocks to use dramatically. So you're still feeling the reverberations of that. The world stock situation of exportable supply is still very, very tight compared to the last few years. So the market's putting a little bit of premium in. I'm arguing it's probably trying to buy some corn acres to make sure that a good crop next year can refill the pipeline, in essence. And lastly, Mark, I think you are getting some inflation buying by the funds. You've seen the funds reverse from this massive short position in late fall to this relatively long position for this time of year.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers and agricultural leaders, are you ready to elevate your operation? Join Comstock Investments for the Family Farm Masterclass February 21st and 22nd in Des Moines. You'll dive deep into management strategies, corporate governance, and succession planning. Learn from high-profile national speakers and gain insights into risk management and leadership, and network with farmers from across the country. Highlights will include Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty sharing his expertise on family business transitions. Seats are filling fast, so don't miss this opportunity to grow your farm's legacy. Visit Comstock.com to secure your spot today.
March corn down 1 1/4 at $5.75. March soybeans up a half cent at 10.39 even. March soybean meal up 50 cents at $2.94.30. March soybean oil down 14 cents at $47.16. On the Merck, April live cattle up 15 cents at $194.17. March feeder cattle up 10 cents at $269.82. April lean hogs down 77 cents at $92.42. April pork cutout unchanged at $96.10. Class 3 milk down 16 cents at $19.44. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.